he will be overseeing all of the snack vending machines, likely through the partnership of Servomation. That's one responsibility. They do have a pouring rights contract, so beverages will not be included in that role of responsibility. But that's just one of what I would anticipate several other responsibilities that Amos will be taking on through after his training and so forth. So it's a bit premature to say it's final because I don't have anything in writing, but based off of conversations and timelines that we are discussing, I believe that we should be landing right into a mutually agreed contract, and this should be good. So that's a major plus.
This is Frank. Really quick, you're at the end of the discussion on that, right?
Yes.
Okay. How do I raise my hand? So I don't want to interrupt. Is my goal? Is it star nine? Is that what it is, Keith?
If you're on the phone, there's no way to raise your hand, so it's okay to interrupt.
Anyway, okay. Just wanted to congratulate Amos and thank him for stepping up to the plate because, like you said, this is a model for future opportunities, so I didn't want to see it go by the wayside. So, congratulations and thank you, Amos.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you.
So that's kind of where we are, and I got a few meetings that I'll have to participate in drafting that, or being part of this agreement. So we got to work quickly on that, but which kind of lands me into something that's not on the agenda that obviously that's going to need to come up for discussion, and that's New Britain Courthouse will need a replacement operator potentially, obviously if all the stars align and Amos goes to Southern. So, obviously I can address that on today's call, but I will likely need to reach out to everyone within the program to see if there's any operator interest in New Britain Courthouse. I do have a few individuals outside of our program who have interest in being a part of our program, but I don't believe they're in that district, so I'm not confident that we would have anyone outside. So now is the time to, again, kind of think about it on your own personal end of a potential shift of your existing opportunity. And if anyone has any interest, again, when I call tomorrow in regards to the Southern vending route, I will also ask you in regards of your interest of New Britain in case we, everything lines up and the Southern is a go. So please keep that in mind. New Britain may be up next for promotion and transfer. Next up, state building employee populations. I've started receiving again weekly building counts from some of our existing state operations, and they remain weak. They are not strong at all. From what I understand and know, the state has offered the telework option again for the second half of the year, which essentially I think is allowing the same percentage of telework, I believe, whatever commissioners and state directors have allowed, because every agency kind of put a limit on it. Like, for example, ours, we're able to telework up to 80% of the week. I do believe some state agencies have a cap of 60%, but I don't know any others that have more than 60. So essentially that's 3 days teleworking from home, 3 to 4 days. So with that, numbers remain about 25% of the typical building population, and I am to assume that they will maintain that for at least the remaining part of the year. Obviously, it's not good news from an operational standpoint for those operators who operate in the state buildings, but I did want to share that information, that I am getting these numbers, and should you be an operator that has a micro market or what have you, Please feel free to reach out to the field reps if they're not already sharing with you these weekly numbers, just for your own sake. So that's that. Micro markets, express kitchen ideas. So I wanted to add this to today's agenda because obviously, as most of you know, Tracy and I went to Chicago last month in regards to the vending tour, what we want to call a convention. And with one of those, one of the highlights there were established micro market setups with these like small kitchen setups, and it kind of, you know, spoke volumes because it was like right at the entrance point of the convention. So, you know, the placement of that kind of, you know, piqued my interest for many reasons. It wasn't in the back, you know, all the way in the back by the loading dock, but it was the very first setup before walking into the convention. And when I look back and think about why the placement was there, I think it more or less resonated to the point that that's probably where we're headed. With, you know, obviously stepping outside of the traditional comfort of a micro market, but incorporating outside entities inside your markets. I know we've talked about it in the past briefly. Field reps may have even suggested it to you, but I really do believe that the time may be now that we strongly start to really customize our micro markets. You know, I don't want to compare any micro market to the other because the building populations are different. I think the people that sit in these buildings have different occupations and you know, different eating habits and different views from a standpoint as to what a cafeteria should look like. So with that being said, you know, I think it's time that we start to become creative. It's time we start to branch out to maybe some of our local restaurants and our local local established restaurants and see if we can create some sort of internal partnerships to maybe work in collaboration to either A, allow them to, you know, come in once a week, and again, I have the numbers, so I know the high, what we would consider the high volume days. As to, you know, maybe boosting your micro markets and kind of capturing the audience from a different angle. I think it's important. I believe that in anything, if you provide the same thing time in, time out, it becomes stagnant, you know. And so with that, you're going to start to either lose customers or you're going to just maintain an average of profitability. And, you know, obviously the key to business is to constantly try to increase. The one thing we can't change is obviously population, but what we can do is be sure that we're capturing all that is in that building. And so I do want you guys to start to open up your minds and think about some things that you would like to see or you would like to do and, you know, kind of put us as an agency and as a program to the test to seeing if we can, you know, get you over the hump and get you into this responsibility or get you or include these new items of interest or roles and responsibilities into your micro market. So over the next few weeks, I'd ask that you work with your field rep to start to discuss some things that you believe may be ideal for your micro markets, because I got to be honest, I'm not sure, and I just don't know if state government buildings will ever resume to the populations that they once were. And, you know, we can sit and wait and be hopeful, but that's not going to get the money that we're missing out today. There's money that we're missing out today. I do believe each location can bump it up a notch outside of the assistance of Servomation, whom has been so great in allowing anything that doesn't obviously directly affect what they're providing on your behalf as a micro market partner. So there's plenty of space to increase items offering. So I just ask that you all start to really think about it and work with the field reps, whom in turn will work with me. Should it be something that, you know, cost us money or but whatever the case is. And I think it goes back to my statement of our budget is $1.6 million. There's new equipment out there. There's things that can simplify and make, you know, speedier processes for grab-and-go items. If it's an equipment need, let's talk about it, let's think it out, and let's see if this will increase your bottom line, because that's the goal that I have for all of you. So that's just food for thought. And any operator who has any interest that's operating a micro market, work with your field rep, and in turn we will, you know, work on our side to trying to get this approved and get it operating and started. So that's what I have on that. All right. Next topic is how to improve operator profit. This was a topic that Chairman Roberts had, you know, suggested that I include on here, which is, I think, is a good topic to be brought up. It's kind of in line with the micro markets, but not really. I think the number one piece to improving your profit is communication. Communication will take your business, I'm sure, an additional 10%, 15% or more, if you communicate. Communicate on many levels. Number one, communicate with your field reps, I think is important. You know, we got to look at this as a team. We got to look at this from the perspective that it's us against the consumer, right? And when I say us, it's not us as administration, it's us as a program, BEP, Business Enterprise Program, Randolph Shepherd Program. It's us trying to break the wallets open for our consumer. How do we do that? And so we have to express our you know, concerns as to our day-to-day operations, and in turn, we have to express ideas and suggestions and thoughts and questions and everything that has to do with your business. It has to be expressed. It can't be held within. Following that, we have to communicate to our customer. That is key. You know, being at your facility during key times is key. You know, establishing a relationship with your customer is key. I will say this, and anyone that works in this agency will co-sign what I'm going to say. Amos ran our micro market 5 or 6 years ago. To date, people in our agency still ask, how is Amos? I've witnessed it myself. Amos was an effective communicator. Amos was at his locations during peak times. Amos built relationships. People walked in and said good morning to Amos. I'm saying this because it takes time and it takes effort to build your business. You know, that your business can do as much as it can if you put all of your effort into your business. If you're not there, if you're not visually there, it's very difficult to understand and know what your customer wants. There is nothing our agency can do to increase your business if you can't communicate what your customer is looking for and allow us to understand and position you to provide the service in which your customer is looking for. Communication will increase your business sales tenfold. I assure you that. We as an administration cannot assist in increasing your business if we don't know what your customer is looking for. And better yet, if you, the face of your business, does not know what your customer is looking for, that's even worse. So my suggestion is, number one, if you are capable and able to stay at your locations or visit your locations during key periods and start introducing yourself. Just, you know, good morning, good afternoon. That's a start. And then following that, you can start to have just basic communication conversations to build and understand what your customer is looking for. A suggestion box is something that obviously some people tend to not like to put up because they don't like the bad. But suggestion boxes, depending on how you view it, it may appear bad, but can also be the piece that increases your business. You know, it may be received as being negative information submitted, but it also could be that piece that speaks on behalf of many others in the building. So correcting those things, those suggestions, go a long way. You know, the one thing you have to keep in mind is that thing called office talk, it's real. So when someone has a bad experience or if someone's dissatisfied with your location, it resonates in the office, right? So you may think you just lost one person, but that person, that disgruntled person, goes back in the office. Now they're sharing their issue with three or four or five. And it's in reverse as well. If there's something good that's coming out of your facility, it's being shared three or four or five. So you don't even realize that your business is being filtered and marketed by your customer, by one. So I can't stand any firmer than communication is the key on both sides. Again, working with your field rep, communicating what you would like to see and envision, allowing for us to be able to try to take on that task and you know, put your wish and thought into play, and then also building a relationship with your customer. You start with that, let's reevaluate and see, you know, where things stand from there. But again, you have a small population, so each person is vital within your organization or your operation. So we don't want to lose them, we want to build them. Another thing is, you know, maybe offering free coffee once a month or something, and which, again, working with your field rep, if that's a choice that you should want to go, you know, working with your field rep can contact the building can send out a mass email, and right there you may capture someone that never patronizes your facility. I can tell you that I do speak to a few people within our agency, not operating out of our location, but in other state agencies, who have stated to me they haven't been down into the micro market for no other reason than they just haven't been down there. So the question is, how do you get them down there? You know, how do you get your customer down there that has never been down there? Well, you're going to have to do something attractive to get them down there. And again, we can blast emails off left and right throughout the building, but let that email be worth it. It has to have something that, you know, makes someone say, I'm going to stop, leave my desk and go down and see what this place is all about. So there is still some people in state buildings that I can co-sign that have not been to your micro markets. But I do believe strategically we can get them there. And I think, you know, providing a personable service is a start. So I will leave it there. Next on the agenda, operator retirement and transitioned. We're still actively working on Carmella retiring, but Carmella has been gracious enough to continue to be on the committee and stick with the program. It's been ongoing. As you guys can imagine, there are several thousand state employees retiring, and the retirement process is the exact same for you as it would be for a state employee. It goes through the same channels. So with that, there's been some major delays, but they are working fast and hard. Steve Hilliard did also retire as well, as you all know. That's what we had our special meeting. So we no longer operate at Middlesex Courthouse. But those are the two operator retirements that are still active, but are in play. So, after that, and then agency update. It's with sad news that our good buddy Andrew Norton, the legislative liaison, has decided to retire. This is a major impact for our agency in so many ways because, Brian and Ed, I mean, you're talking about historical knowledge, and I'd say even more will be lost because Andrew has played a part in just about every program within our agency at some point. He's actively working with, or I'm actively working with him now, even with this Southern Connecticut State University and some other things. So Andrew has decided to retire effective July 1. So it is quick, and I'm trying to pick his brain on some things, but it's a huge blow for our agency, no question. Andrew has been great, his energy, his personality, and just his wealth of knowledge and his commitment to always, you know, assisting in any capacity needed will truly be missed. So Andrew is retiring July 1. And I think that's it. This is It's the first time I think we've had a meeting in a while where it didn't really require committee vote other than the minutes. So this was just more of an update as to what's been going on for the last 3 months. So with that, I guess we can open up to open forum. Does anyone have anything for the open forum? If not,
Hello.
This is Brandy.
Brandy, I make the
motion.
Okay.
Keith Haley on the second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you all for calling in. I think this new platform worked well.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Awesome. Take care.
Take care, guys. All right, thanks. Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.